Here in the Northeast U.S., it's not cicadas causing problems, but a new pest. The region has largely been spared from the hassles of the emergence of cicadas, but another cyclical menace has emerged here that has the potential to do more lasting damage. Jane Lindholm reports.
Several weeks ago, Mark Boltz Robinson started noticing a couple of red oaks on his Moncton property were thinning at the top. And he wondered if it might be stress from drought.
But then one of them literally overnight woke up the next morning and it's like, whoa, this tree is like gone. What the heck? And then, of course, they started showing up, crawling all over the property.
They are invasive caterpillars. You've probably heard them called gypsy moth caterpillars. Rather than use an outdated name, we're going to refer to them in this story by their Latin name, Limantria dispar dispar, LDD for short. Boltz Robinson is also Moncton's tree warden and chair of the town forest committee, and it's clear that he really cares about his trees. But this summer, there's not much for him to admire.
Almost everything that I want to have on the property, that I enjoy having on the property, they're decimating all of it regardless. The spruce trees, the fir trees, the oaks, the birch, the maples, the apples, any number of berry bushes, so no hope for blueberries. And you can see here's a whole bunch of them going to town on the raspberry bushes as well. There's one crawling on my leg even.
2 inches in length, the caterpillar crawling up his leg had a yellow head and 6 double rows of red dots and 5 double rows of blue dots on its hairy back. Boltz Robinson and others in the neighborhood find them in their hair while they mow the lawn, covering the foundation of their houses and dangling from trees while they walk. Some neighbors are making a sport of trying to squish them with their cars while they drive along the dirt roads in town. There are so many caterpillars in the trees in this neighborhood that it constantly sounds like it's raining. Except it's not raining. It's caterpillar poop, called frass, falling through the trees. Listen. Around the Northeast, from Vermont through New York and into Ontario, some areas are experiencing the first major outbreak of LDD caterpillars in 30 years. These invasive insects can completely defoliate the landscape, starting with things like oaks and apple trees, but moving pretty indiscriminately to other trees and bushes once they've chewed those bare. They're known to eat more than 500 different species.
They were brought over by a French scientist named Trouvelet in 1869, and he was trying to find something to compete with silkworm moths. And they got out of his lab, and 20 years later, there was this big outbreak horrifying the people of Medford, Massachusetts, and vicinity.
That's state entomologist Judy Rosofsky. I met up with her about a half mile from the Boltz Robinson property to show her some of the defoliation in Moncton. In some places, entire hillsides with bare trees, like the middle of January. Rosofsky says she's gotten reports from up and down the northwestern part of Vermont.
Swanton, St. Albans, Georgia. I know Benson has stuff going on. I haven't been to all these places, so I can't give you a comparison. But South Burlington was pretty bad, but this is worse. Sorry.
It's pretty bad for a number of reasons. One is drought conditions that decrease the LDD caterpillar's main predator, a fungus called Entomophaga mimega. Without the fungus, the population of these caterpillars, which already has a natural ebb and flow, has been allowed to grow largely unchecked. And there's a pandemic angle to this, too. In normal years, the Vermont Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation conducts aerial surveys to check on forest health and look for issues caused by caterpillars or other pests. If it was clear that LDD caterpillars were going to cause a problem, the state could have sprayed a caterpillar-killing bacteria over hard-hit areas this spring. But it didn't seem like a smart idea to send groups of people up into tiny planes together during COVID-19, so the department wasn't able to see the full potential scope of this outbreak.
They ended up trying to use fire towers and mountaintops to do some surveillance, which was helpful, but it's not quite the same thing. And because the population wasn't that high last year, we were imagining we'd get something like an outbreak, but we weren't totally sure where it would be most concentrated, and we just didn't have the information we needed. Plus, we were hoping that we'd get a wet fall or a wet spring,
which would have been good for fungus growth, but we didn't, of course. And the drought conditions could be an even bigger problem.
Drought stress and defoliation, those are two stressors on the trees, so they're really in for a hard time because they can withstand some defoliation, They can withstand some drought, but the combination is not good for their long-term health.
Rusofsky says she doesn't currently think we're in for a massive die-off of oak trees in Vermont. As she points out, most of the mature trees in our forests have seen caterpillar outbreaks before. The trees that look so bare right now may even be able to regrow some leaves later this summer, once the caterpillars become moths. But Bolts Robinson looks around his property with bare trees and a completely unshaded undergrowth, and he worries.
I have to just hope for the best that enough of them will have enough resilience to rebound. One season of this, sure, but if next year turns out similar, it's going to be an absolute nightmare scenario to the landscape of all of Addison County and, you know, northwestern Vermont.
Bring on the rain. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jane Lindholm in Moncton, Vermont.